It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
All right, time for the Mother's Day Worst Moms. Where is that? I gotta play our intro to that, which I get to play once a year.
Yay!
I play it so rarely, I couldn't find
can't
it.
Can't find it.
And I had to download it again.
I mean, we had one.
We do. I just gotta find it. So amuse yourselves.
Oh, okay.
And I'm the guy that made it, so it's funny.
No, you didn't.
Oh no.
No.
Oh, I don't even remember what it sounds like, actually.
It's Queen's Tie Your Mother Down, but I'm trying to find it.
Oh. Nice.
Tie Your Mother Down. And dang, 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 dang.
See, he does do hold music.
Yeah.
He does.
There it is.
There you go. Yeah.
As much as we'd like to hear Joe's version.
Yes.
All right, we're not going to play the whole song. I'll just let that drone on in the background.
That's a great tune, though.
It is a great tune. All right, so Worst Moms Countdown, as you know, everybody should know, kids can't die. Kids can't be permanently injured, but we're looking for horrible moms in the past year.
Yay.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for, kids. Very upbeat countdown.
We can't have mothers from 50-something years ago being bad.
No.
So
we're going to try to find the worst three moms. I will go first.
All right. This is your number three mom.
This is my number three mom.
Okay.
Phoenix, Arizona. A mom who was frustrated trying to get her teenage son up for Easter morning church services ultimately solved the problem with an effective but dangerous and illegal method. She tased him out of bed.
Oh, my God.
I'm liking that reaction.
She did what?
She tased him.
Okay.
To go to church. Phoenix police report that after failing to convince the unidentified 17-year-old to get ready, Sharon Dobbins, 40, powered up a taser stun gun and contact tased her teenage son on the leg. After being arrested and released, Dobbins told the press, "I said, get up! It's Jesus Day!"
No!
Yes.
Get up, it's Jesus Day.
Yes.
And he had a come-to-Jesus moment.
He certainly did.
I
don't think I did anything wrong, because you're supposed to put God first, and that's all I was trying to do, is tell my kids to put God first. Dobbins also maintained she didn't actually press the stun gun against her son, but instead just threatened him by waving it in his doorway and making it spark. Sounds better, right?
Yeah, it does sound better.
The teen did not sustain any serious injuries, but he has two small bumps on his leg from where police say Dobbins tased him. So apparently she's full of shit for God.
And we'll be at church every Sunday.
Exactly.
Wow.
In addition to denying the charge, Dobbins further told reporters, "Nobody writes a book on the correct way of parenting. I tell my sons to honor thy mother and thy father, or their days will be shortened, and that's my favorite."
Wow.
Sharon Dobbins is due back in court on April 16th to face charges of child abuse. Her son is presently staying with other relatives. So here's what I got for my reasoning, and you guys can attack my reasoning, should you dare.
Okay.
When you ask what would Jesus do, I'm pretty sure the answer is not tase the kid.
No, just give him a little nudge.
A little nudge, a little elbow.
Hey, if he was around today, you never know.
Unless she is Abraham, I don't think you're supposed to harm your kid in the name of God. And God did not let Abraham actually harm Isaac.
Okay.
So biblically, she fucked up.
What was the story that I think God told? Was that Abraham to kill one of his kids?
Isaac, yes.
Yeah, and God was about to do it, and God was like, "No, I'm just fucking with you."
April Fools!
Oopsie.
My bad, you're a dumbass. You would have done that shit. I'm not even real. I'm just a hallucination.
I can do that, I'm God.
Yeah, I have a dark sense of humor, but damn, you were going to do it.
Abe, stop drinking the peyote. Really, dude, easy on that shit.
Relax it.
She thinks if a child does not honor her in the way that she deems proper, that is justification for assault, or judging by choice of scripture, maybe something worse. Because she said, you know, their kids can have shorter lives if they don't honor thy father and thy mother.
I know, but she was planning on shortening it right away.
Yes. So that is my number three. You have challenges to this mother?
Wow. Yeah.
All right. Give me your best attack.
All right.
On Miss Dobbins.
This is on number three.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, I mean, I'm saying, like, are you going to attack my story?
Oh, well, I think we should wait until we hear all the stories.
Yeah, right,
and then...
exactly.
All right, because this is Iron Tail. You want to go next?
No, let Joe go next.
All right, Joe.
Okay, toddlers in cages. A Virginia mom indicted on 5 counts of child abuse. An Accomack County grand jury has indicted a Virginia woman whose 2 children social workers who found in makeshift cages. Lisa Ness Hopkins, 39, of Mears, Virginia, was charged over the summer with child abuse and neglect after social workers and investigators visited her home. There they found 2 toddlers in cribs with lids screwed onto the top, which they had no escape, according to the court records testimony at a probable cause hearing. Grand jurors indicted Ness on 5 counts of child abuse on Monday. When the investigators came, all 5 children were in the home found living in unwholesome and unsafe surroundings, covered in filth, dirty diapers, lice, and insect bites, according to social workers. And an investigator who testified at Accomack County, the children were removed from the home. Social workers visited after the complaint was made during the summer. The two and three-year-old children were in separate cribs with tops affixed with multiple screws. One social worker, Kate Bonnewell of Accomack County Social Services, testified in a preliminary hearing. Another crib containing a 1-year-old did not have a top because a 1-year-old can't really climb that well. Bonnewell needed 23 minutes with an electric screwdriver to move one of the kids. She testified as she was loosening one of the screws. She said the 2-year-old child inside was hissing at her and making noises she described as animal sounds.
That's not
all
good.
All 3 wore filthy diapers. In another bedroom, Bonwell filmed the 5- and 6-year-old children on dirty, bare mattresses on the floor. It must have been a comedy condo. The entire house was littered with debris, broken glass, and rotting food. Outside, there was trash, debris, and the smell was overwhelming. Investigator Megan Patterson of Accomack County said. And there you go. That's my number 3.
That's a bad one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. British Bangladeshi mother jailed for forcing son to eat vomit.
Oh. Well, that just sounds like pledging to me.
She's been jailed for 16 weeks for the June 2017 incident.
And the kid's in the frat house for all 3 semesters he made it.
He's on the dean's list. A woman has been jailed in the UK after she was secretly recorded assaulting her 2-year-old son and forcing him to eat vomit.
Mm.
The Crown Court of Luton jailed the 33-year-old British Bangladeshi woman for 16 weeks, calling the incident sickening and cruel. The incident took place on June 21st last year. Footage from a hidden camera installed by the woman's estranged husband showed the toddler threw up when he was being forced fed by his mother in the kitchen. The woman beat her son and forced him to eat his vomit. The UK's Asian community was shocked and appalled after the footage surfaced on social media. Prosecutor Laura Blackband said the toddler was also tortured at the hands of his mother, even when playing in the kitchen. The child was even hit with a wooden spoon. Not a wooden spoon!
Not that.
When he fell on the ground and cried, the mother shouted at him and was heard using abusive language. The woman got married in 2012, but the couple got separated after 3 years of tumultuous conjugal life. They had 2 children who lived with their father after divorce. The children were often beaten up by their mother whenever she came to visit them. So,
I'm playing Beat Your Kids. I have a medley of comics talking about beating your kids.
Oh, my God. You know, I think that there's really something to be said for being a bad cook. This pushes it over into another level.
Oh, can you imagine? This tastes like shit. No, actually, it's vomit. Tomorrow is shit.
It's Sunday shit day.
Yeah, it's the brown plate special.
Well, I think refreshingly enough, we have 3 good contenders.
Yeah, we do.
I don't think there's an easy one to eliminate right there.
No, I don't think there's one right out of the gate or right out of the baby gate.
That being said, my mom's the only one who used a fucking weapon that can kill you. In the name of God. In the name of the Lord and Savior.
In the name of God. I tased him in the name of God.
And pretty much said, and I'll fucking do it again. Wait till Christmas, motherfucker.
I mean, the thought, I can't even think of what the thought process is for any of these moms.
Well, Well, your mom, is she wants a tidy kitchen.
Yeah, no, she's excessively tidy.
Yes, clean up your vomit.
Yeah, yeah, you're going to see that? You're going
to your
eat
mom
that.
Should go to Joe's mom's place.
Oh, yeah.
That place needs cleaning up.
Yeah, but I'm afraid she'd make this baby eat everything that was in the apartment.
Eat the dirty diaper.
Yeah. Fix, get the, see there's broken glass. Get that off the floor with your tongue.
I think I got the worst one just because of a deadly weapon there. In this
now,
particular,
that was a single. See that tasing was a single incident. Okay, my story. You know, these were going on for a couple of months during the year.
Well, we don't know if this is going on before. This is the first time she was caught. Well, and she said she'd do it again. She obviously likes the fact that if the kids don't listen, she can whoop some ass. I mean, that was pretty clear in her statements upon release.
Yeah, but the kid wasn't covered in filth, dirty diapers, lice, and insect bites.
No, could have died because it's a fucking taser.
Well, you know, could have died from the surroundings that these kids were in.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but shit isn't usually a deadly weapon.
Yeah,
it's just slower acting.
It can be. Would you rather be shot or shit on?
I'd rather... Well, I've had birds shit on me and I've never been tased. So I guess I'd rather be shit on. And I've had my kids shit on me. So I'd rather be shit on than tased.
Yeah, the comedy industry shit on you too.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. See if I take fucking phone calls looking for you next time.
Yeah. We have that replacement spleen that Joe needed. Sorry, I don't know him. I don't know. I think that having a 16-month-old son having to eat his own vomit after being beaten in the first place, why he was force-fed and beaten until he vomited, and then she said, lick that shit back up. And this seems to have been a pattern
That's
with her.
That's pretty compelling.
Yeah, she's been, like,
I think
God only knows what else she's done to this little
I
baby.
I think your mom is worse than Joe's mom. Pip, I think your mom is worse than Joe's mom.
Okay.
23 minutes to get them out of the cage that we stuck in filth and dirty diapers?
Yeah, but I'm not good with tools either, so who the fuck knows who's operating that shit? You should have seen me struggling with the electric can opener earlier. It was a fucking nightmare.
Oh. Yeah, but were you trying to get anybody out of a cage?
Just a tuna out of a can. And it did not go well.
The tuna won.
So in my opinion, your mom is worse than Joe's mom.
Wow.
So whose mom is worse between Joe's and mine? Pip. And then we'll have Joe weigh in.
Oh.
Take your time.
I really do think the babies in little cages are worse to me than the teenager. Everybody who knows a teenager knows that at some point in your life, you have thought about tasing them or smacking them.
Yeah, so thinking about and actually
like firing it up.
And say, I'll do it again after the police arrest. That's a whole different fucking world.
Oh, no, it totally is. But I mean, she was just like, One moment over where a lot of people have been with their teenagers. Get up. I said, get up. Oh, my God. Get out of that bed.
Yeah, but if you go by that, as a parent, I could tell you when the kid fucking makes a mess, I'm like, you know what? Who's going to clean this up? You're going to clean this up. I don't care how. Your mouth? Okay, fine. So if you're talking about one moment away, I think every parent's been away from one moment away from all of these parents. Because I could tell you, sometimes you do want to fucking lock up your kid. They're all over the fucking place. You want to put a lid on them. I've been there, too. As the only breeder in this room, I get it to a point. I understand. If you're going to say one moment away,
yeah.
Here's the difference, though. Here's the difference. After you get call for that 1 minute, mommy, go, my bad, I'm sorry. At least when you're being interviewed to the press.
Yeah, you don't say, right. I'm going to do it again.
Yeah, that's a special type of righteousness.
Now, I got a question. Your story, both your stories that involve one child, right?
Yes.
All right.
Mine had two.
Pip's had two.
Five children. You had the ones in the cages, and you had one that were in the bedroom, the dirty, disgusting bedrooms. So I just do a volume. I should win.
You know what? That's a pretty compelling argument for me, Joe. I think on volume, I think that you do win.
Are we basing it on volume?
Well, no. In this particular case, I think that because they're strong problems with each of these moms, and they're all different kinds of problems, but the cases are strong. But the fact that that this one had five of them that she did this with.
Right. So your story is that one child was affected in Davins, one child was affected.
Two in Pips.
Five.
Well, again, I will go back to my final fallback position, and then we will anoint a winner for number three. In the name of Jesus. I think there's something compelling when you act awful in the name of Jesus and you feel good about it, because you're pretty sure what would Jesus do? He would tase the kid, because in your mind, you're doing the Lord's work. I think there's something compelling that makes me think, she's going to do shit again, and she's probably been doing shit before.
Right, but one life was affected. One life was affected, and mine five were.
So we're making a hard, fast rule on volume.
No, none of these are hard, fast rules. We argue different jackass reasons every time. But
let me tell you, we don't get this involved in grand jury. This is the shit that we have to look at every day.
Get me called, and you'll never fucking go home.
Oh, my God, we worked through lunch again because that jackass comedian.
If Davin and I were on the grand jury, we'd both be calling in to you. I'm running everything into the studio, stupid and stupid over there, with the fucking jury. And the DA is with us.
They're looking at us sideways. They're none too happy. But we told them we have a show to do. We've been arguing for 8 hours.
We're getting material for the show. Don't you people understand?
All right. So you think it's Joe's?
On this particular round, I think Joe got it.
All right. We'll give that one to Joe. So Joe's filthy
Joe's
mom.
Joe's cagey mom.
All right. So Joe can start us off on this one.
Okay. Story number two. This is from May 1st. It's a recent one. Police in North Carolina found three children, aged 7 and younger, drinking vodka while their mother was away from the home for at least 7 hours. Taisha Kanisha Streeter, 26, is charged with a misdemeanor child abuse and contributing to the delinquency of a minor, Gastonia police told news outlets. According to the arrest warrants, officers found all three children outside the Gastonia apartment Monday. The oldest child had defecated outside and simulated a sex act on her brother. Investigators say the 7-year-old also wandered into traffic and tried to stop cars. Assistant District Attorney Megan Roden said the girl had been exhibiting very erratic behavior and trying to get into a laundromat to break glass to get a fire extinguisher and to eat food off the floor. Roden didn't immediately return phone calls seeking additional comment on Tuesday. Streeter told the police her children were asleep when she went to the laundromat with her 8-year-old child, and that the empty alcohol bottles police found had been filled with water. She admitted leaving her children at home alone was wrong, but she was gone for about 90 minutes disputing the police report. She has been released on $25,000 bond, and she could not get it released, so she's still in the clink. And there you go.
I actually think Joe's third mom is worse than his second mom.
Really?
I think the third mom worse than the second mom.
Yeah, I kind of do, too.
Okay. It's going to be interesting to see what Joe picks as number one. It'd be a shame if Joe shot his load on number three.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when you're sitting bored shit, like when we do the content, I'm at work, I'm doing all this stuff at lunch, and I've got an hour to figure that. I've got all the time in the world, my friend. All the time in the world.
All right, I will read my number two.
Okay.
Sebring, Florida. You can't have this contest without Florida.
Oh, and you get a little...
Oh, Florida, essential. shit.
You have to get the image in your head of Bugs Bunny sawing Florida off of the map.
Yeah.
A woman has been accused of cruelty toward a child after putting a snake in front of her infant daughter and letting it bite the child. That's the money shot, Pip. Her body tensed up and her mouth went open.
That's just the sign that my husband's home.
Yeah. That's funny. Better dry off my hands. Mr. Helix is home. The affidavit will be forwarded to the state attorney's office, which will decide whether charges will be filed, the station reports, citing Highlands County Sheriff deputies. According to a probable cause statement, Chartel Jeanette St. Laurent,
same to you,
34, said she'd seen poisonous snakes on her property before, so she decided to expose the child to a snake.
Wow.
Earlier, the woman apparently posted a video on Facebook showing her putting a red rat snake in front of her 1-year-old daughter. The woman could be heard laughing as the child is crying after being bitten in the thumb. She has since deleted the video. She told WFTS Channel 28 she has no regrets for introducing the girl to the snake, which she found in the driveway of her home near Sebring. She says, people are too sensitive. See, Joe, a bunch of snowflakes.
My God.
Her daughter needed a safe space.
Yeah, from a snake.
Yes. She says the snake bit her and her daughter several times, and it didn't leave a mark. She thought it was a good opportunity to, quote, introduce the girl to the snake without her getting hurt.
Snake? little girl, snake.
Chomp! She says it's important to teach her kids how to handle wildlife and what to avoid, like mommy.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
So here are my arguments. She thinks there's poisonous snakes on the property. How do we know she's qualified to determine if the snake is poisonous or not poisonous? That's a pretty fucking big risk.
Yeah, really.
She lets the snake bite her child. A parent's job is to protect the child from being bitten, not to introduce the bite. Hello, bite. She's laughing that her child is in distress, which shows she takes pleasure in it.
Yeah.
She has no regrets. She blames society for her choice and takes no responsibility. She says it's important for kids to learn how to handle wildlife. What is she, the fucking crocodile hunter?
Look how things turned out for him.
Irwin wouldn't leave his kid, you know.
No.
Oh, I wouldn't be that fucking stupid, you know.
And she wants a one-year-old will not retain, quote, a lesson. And like all morons, she posted on Facebook for us all to see.
Wow.
I feel good about her. I feel good, Pip. What you got?
Mommy dearest, mother jailed for incestuous marriage to daughter.
Oh, that's just fun. I've seen that story.
Yeah, it's fun. A twisted Oklahoma
They're
mom.
They're never hot.
No, she's not.
You know, if you're going to bang mom, mom's got to be hot.
I like the way Pip starts the story. A twisted. It never starts off with a woman with plenty of common sense and conviction. That way.
Not for this segment.
Not for this one, no.
No. A twisted Oklahoma mom who married her daughter was jailed for 2 years after pleading guilty to incest. Pervy Patricia Spann's daughter.
What is she, a garbage pail kid?
Yes.
Pervy.
Pervy Patricia.
Yes. And her daughter was Misty Spann, 26.
Oh, somebody's going to be on the poll.
Not really.
No?
No.
She's a heifer?
No. She just looks like she's...
Very emaciated?
No, she looks more manly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's unfortunate.
She pleaded guilty in November and was given probation. The debauched duo's marriage was annulled last October by the daughter. She cited fraud and illegality as the reasons. Fraud?
You're not my mother!
Right. You're a fraud. You're a sham, as you know on my box.
Here's the kick. Oh, my God.
That one almost got by me there.
As it went, I'm like, nothing.
I know.
Well, you know, if it was baseball, it'd be delayed strikeout call. You know, sometimes the umpire doesn't react. They think it's going to be ball four, but then he gives a late punch out. That's what that was there.
I needed a moment to think if that's what he really just said.
Yeah. I was about to walk to first base like nothing happened, but then I'm like, no, that was funny.
Yeah. Patricia Spann, who was once also married to her son, gave up her children.
Well, at least she loves both children equally, Pip.
And I have the wedding certificates to show it.
Sure.
Yeah, gave up her children years ago and wasn't listed as a parent on their birth certificates. They just wiped her off of the certificates. They were so disgusted.
She's trying to make it up to them.
She told detectives that for that reason, she didn't think her lurid relationship and marriage was illegal. She gave birth to them, but because she's not listed on the certificate, it's okay.
Sure, it's all clerical.
Misty Spann was...
You work in an office, you know how important paperwork is.
Absolutely. Misty Spann was raised by her mother's grandmother. I'm thinking, how old was this person who raised her?
43.
But the two reconnected in 2014 and, quote-unquote, hit it off and became a lesbian relationship.
Aww.
Lesbestious relationship, okay.
In 2016, the Spanns doubled down on their commitment and got married. Their taboo relationship was uncovered during a child welfare probe, according to the Associated Press. Patricia Spann also married her biological son in 2008. 15 months later, he apparently bummed out and had the marriage annulled because it was incestuous.
I'll tell you what, this mother can't like keep a relationship going. That's what my takeaway is.
I know, she's running out of children.
She knows it's going to be this rough. She would have had four more.
Yeah, we don't know that she didn't.
Look, she's going dating site, like Tinder and stuff, looking for somebody that's compassionate and loving, that came out of my womb, that loves once on the beach, you know?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, please. I don't need Ashley Hamilton. I have my third child, Ashley Hamilton.
Yeah, very good.
So I think just on the grounds that mom here is popping out her own dating service.
Yeah, really.
Marrying them and then divorcing them and then marrying another one and then getting divorced from that one. Come on, guys. This is majorly fucked up.
Normally, yes.
Majorly fucked up, but not fucked up enough.
Yeah.
What?
I'm sorry. No. Your story's about love.
No, I don't think so.
Well, you don't understand love.
I think
you don't understand the love between a mother and a daughter.
Oh, my. I think I don't want to understand it if that's it. Oh, my God.
Nah, it's not horrible enough.
What?
Not horrible. No. My opinion is not horrible enough. Joe?
My opinion is not horrible as well.
Sorry, Pip.
I mean, it's horrible.
We don't recommend it.
Wait. Okay. Now, we have the woman who doesn't have any child care went out and did her laundry. And has an unfortunate habit of pouring water into vodka bottles for the kids to gnaw on.
Like a box.
Yeah. And then we have the badly guided,
really?
Amateur herpetologist.
Really, Sarah Huckabee Sanders? You are fucking working here.
I'm sweating.
I'm watching you, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Spin this shit.
Look.
You left something out. The 7-year-old that wandered into traffic and tried to stop car.
That's just fun, Joe.
Really?
That's just fun.
Oh, you forgot with mine how she introduced the fucking snake, let it bit, and fucking started cackling and posted it on Facebook. Like it's just a gay old time and it's society's problem. No, nobody got hurt in yours. Just a little diddling. That's all. Sorry.
Just a little diddling?
That's all it was. Just a little diddling amongst love friends.
I think there's some major diddling if they got married.
Listen, she could fucking run for office in Alabama.
I think she did. Wait. I'm sorry. Her name was Congresswoman. No, no, no.
No, my opinion, that's the weakest one.
Really?
All right. Goodbye, Pip.
Oh, fine.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Fine. I have to go marry your mother.
She's in Europe right now, if you can find her.
I had to marry your mother.
Yes. So now, Pip, the spotlight comes on to you.
Oh, Jesus.
No, that was the last story, and you guys ruled against Jesus. You'll be struck by lightning.
I'm sure of it. It's just the timing I wonder about.
So what are you feeling about our moms?
Well, okay. Neither one of them is a good candidate for a babysitter.
Well, your mom is. She's just going to enter the loving.
Love is where the home is.
Yes.
Oh, God. I loathe both of them, but I kind of feel like
not to play with the pet snake,
but and not like, oh, you know, here, oh, there's a snake close by. She like she, basically threw it at the kid and
no, she grabbed the snake and
bit the kid.
Yeah,
and filmed it.
Yeah, and laughed
and enjoyed it. Oh, you're in pain?
Oh, 7 years. Yeah, it's volume again. It's all these kids. One's drinking vodka. The other one.
So are you.
The other one was the 7-year-old also wandered into traffic.
Are you familiar with the stories you told us about your teenage and childhood years, my friend? This sounds like something that happened straight out of Long Island. I see no problem.
Hysterical. But, yeah. But once again, you have three kids that were drinking, drunk, could have got killed. You know, and might have a lot more ramifications than a snake bite.
Could ramifications? There's poisonous snakes on the property. Stupid.
Was it a poisonous snake?
I don't know.
Well,
you don't know.
Neither did she.
It's still inconsequential whether it was or not. But
no, it is because
it's not inconsequential. Is what happened in my story, which was concrete.
Did your kid get hit by a car? No, it's the same fucking thing. Stupid.
Well, they got drunk. 7-year-old could get brain damage from that.
How would you know?
Because basically you have a young brain, and when the alcohol gets in there, it could have an effect on that. Almost like,
you know how many fucking stories there are about kids getting drunk that we ignore. when we picked out this thing? Come on, give me something. A little creativity. There's points for creativity. We've never had Snake Mom before.
All right, performing a simulated sex act on the brother. That's almost like, but it's almost incest.
Yeah, but that's fucking kids. Kids.
Ooh, no, I forgot about that one.
Right. So you have.
It's simulated. It wasn't a real sex act.
Yeah, I know.
Your
but
your story has one thing: a snake bite. Well, two. I'm sorry. No. It has the snake bite. And she posted it on Facebook.
And she's laughing! And she's laughing! Right. And she thinks everybody's being a little too sensitive.
Okay. So she's an asshole.
Your mom, Elise, goes, no, this is a misunderstanding. Your mom goes, my crime is I left the kids alone. My bad. Mine doesn't even think anything's wrong. We're all the problem. But you're just a bunch of sensitive Sallys.
It said the vodka bottles were filled with water. So I'm still looking at all everything that went on. Defecating outside, simulating a sex act.
Everybody defecates outside. I dropped off Rich Carucci. He took a piss outside. His bathroom was upstairs. I'm like, what are you doing, you animal?
You know, seven-year-old wandered into traffic and tried to stop cars. I mean, there's a lot of horrible.
Are we going to go? Is volume going to be everything?
No.
If you will, of horrible things going on in my story.
No, you know what? I mean, I think that there's like a pattern in both homes of neglect.
Thank you, really? I don't think it's a good one either.
Thank you, Dr. Spock.
Yeah, I know. No, we don't know. I mean, I don't think that we can go by volume on each one because I think that they're both very neglectful. But I think that there's just something, a soupçon of evil to the one who brought the snake and made it bite her baby. I have to lean on the baby, the snake charmer mom.
Don't get on the baby, it'll crush its skull.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then we couldn't use it.
That's why I didn't breed.
Don't fuck my story up, stupid.
All right, so there it is.
I'm sorry, I got to lean towards snake charmer mom.
All right. So why don't you start us off with your contender for number one pick?
Okay, let me just. I was so busy being judging.
Judgy.
I was being judgy. Okay. Michigan mother jailed after putting two daughters in suitcase on curb upon CPS visit. Flint, Michigan. Like they don't have enough problems. A Michigan mother is in jail.
Was it big trash day? What's going on over there?
As a matter of fact, it was.
Of course it was.
There's a picture.
A girl I work with told me a story. Her brothers did that to her. They put her in a suitcase and put her at the curb.
Look at you trying to weaken your story by with your own deranged friends.
Holy crap!
When she was growing up, she told me a story. She goes, yeah, her brothers put her in a suitcase and put her at the curb.
Oh, my God.
I guess your shit's normal. That undercuts you.
I go, did your mom yell? She was here eventually.
Oh, my God. A Michigan mother is in jail Thursday morning after police said she left her two daughters in a suitcase near a curb as Child Protective Services arrived to take custody of them. NBC 25 reports the incident happened just after 6 p.m. Wednesday in the 500 block of West Pearson Road between DuPont Street and Longfellow Avenue in Flint. Like, you guys needed to know what curb it was on. Jesus. Police said
she needs to know where to pick up kids.
And we were in Flint, too.
Yeah, sure. We played that corner.
Police said she stuffed two baby girls in a suitcase and left them at the curb with the garage before running away from the scene. The mother was arrested and taken to a local hospital. The children were transported to a local hospital.
Why was the mother taken to a hospital?
She's probably, like, batshit insane.
Mm.
And, like, clawed her face off or
that
something,
kind of,
you
that
know?
That kind of detracts, she tracks for her. Her badness, because she might be mentally ill.
Well, they didn't spell out why she was taken to the hospital.
Right.
But, I mean, she must have been, like, in some state.
You know, in her defense.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I'll tell you what. When you're trying to pack for a trip, and the kids are being a pain in the ass, sometimes you go, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to pack you up. You guys go. I'm going to stay home. And you have yourself a little staycation.
Do you?
Sure.
With the babies resting and the luggage on the curb?
Well, how hot was it?
No, I don't know, they didn't say. But yeah, I have to figure it couldn't have been a
what month was this?
This just happened.
This is good. This is good. Suitcase weather. What are you talking about?
This has happened in April.
Oh, all right. There's a slight chill in the air. Maybe it's nice suitcase weather. It's good. It's
so they were cozy together
it's
in
not
the
August.
Suitcase.
It's not August.
Since you know, and
it's
and
not
all
January,
that, and all that crying really works up a lather, so you warm up.
Kids grew. Thank you. It's good cardio. Works up a nice sweat. You're right. Absolutely right. Hell of a point.
Well, you guys present yours now.
All right, Joe. Go. What do you got?
Mother arrested after wrapping newborn girl in plastic and mailing her to an orphanage in China.
Oh, my God!
Well, she wants the kid to have a job.
Mailing her?
Mailing her. The infant was discovered when a delivery man heard her crying inside one of his packages as he traveled to an orphanage. A young mother is being investigated after allegedly wrapping her newborn baby in plastic bags and trying to mail it to an orphanage in China, according to police. The infant was discovered when a delivery man heard her crying in one of his packages as he traveled through the Fushan Jinam district on Wednesday. When the Dada delivery courier, which is funny enough, Dada, ironic that we're delivering a baby, Dada.
Stop moving around, your phone's cutting out.
Okay, when the Dada delivery courier opened the package, he found the girl wrapped in black bags and profusely sweating as it was 73 degrees out. Shocked bystanders cared for the child and gave her water as they waited for the ambulance and scenes and shared online by social media. She was rushed to the Jinan District Hospital, who have confirmed that her life was in any danger. The courier claimed he had not met the girl's parents and had only been told to pick up a package to deliver it to the Fushu Children's Welfare Institution. Police tracked down the newborn's 24-year-old mother, who has been identified by her surname, and arrested on suspicion of abandonment, according to the Chinese social media site.
Hold up.
Hold on a second.
Wait, your phone's real.
It's so hard to hear you.
Talk again. Speak so we can hear you.
All right.
Right there.
All right.
There.
So Ms. Lau is being held in custody while the investigation of her shipping this child continues. People who abandon children in China can face up to 5 years in prison. The Ministry of Social Affairs' latest statistics indicate there are around 460,000 orphans in China. The vast Asian country introduced a controversial one-child policy. One child! In 1979, to limit population growth, authorities are now concerned that the country's dwindling workforce will not be able to support an increasingly older population. In 2015, China, because they're nice guys, said it would allow all married couples to have till children, and that's pretty much the deal. So this woman took her child and mailed it.
Wait, she was in China and she mailed it away?
Yeah, she was in a province. She was in a poor province, and then she mailed it to an orphanage in Beijing.
Oh, so she was trying to give the kid a better life. She just didn't know how to fucking do it.
Well, yeah, but still, she put that's a horrible thing she did. She wrapped it in plastic and shipped it off like you're returning it to fucking Amazon or something like that.
Yeah, but there wasn't the element of malice I would look for in a number one contender.
But still, you're doing something that could, you know, that puts...
I'm not saying it's good. It's going to fuck up DHL.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she, like, shrink-wrapped that kid in a little sauna package with no air.
That's not good.
No, it's a good thing the guy heard.
She didn't do it from a bad place. That's my problem with the story. But all right, we'll go on. We'll see what I got.
All right, let's see what you have to stack.
You see what I'm saying with that,
though? Yeah, I do.
All right. I'm surprised nobody has this one. Paris, California. On January 14th, 2018, authorities arrested David Turpin, 57, and Louise Turpin, 49, on charges that they starved, shackled, beat, and otherwise tortured. They're 13. There's your fucking volume, motherfucker. Children in a house of horrors for nearly 30 years. I'll go on.
Hold on.
It's been going on within the period of time.
Now, we got to have a talk about
it. We've had this talk.
I saw the same story, and I kind of bailed on it.
That's your fault.
There was one over time, and we've disqualified stories.
No. We've said if it's gone on through the period of time, we've allowed it. If it happened before then, we haven't allowed it. This has been going on through 2017 through 2018.
But also prior PIP ruling on this?
No. You know, I understand what you're saying, but I do think that this one would sneak in because it was a continuous into the current period crime, not something that ended a while ago.
So if something went on, so for the rule for next year, we all remember it. So if the rule is that it's gone on for a while, but it had gone on in the year in question, it's still allowed.
Yes, it has to go on in the year in question.
Yeah.
If they bring up charges this year, but it didn't go on through the period in question, then it's no good. We've had that too.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, and what was the last date? What was the note in the story? The
January 14th, 2018 is when they got arrested.
When they got arrested, it's January 14th, 2018?
Yes.
All right. And when was the last incident of abuse?
Well, probably January 14th, 2018.
Does it say it in the story?
Well, let me read the story, Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once inside, police found filth, chaos, and misery. Sounds like our show.
I thought you were reading the teaser. Like, why are you doing a teaser now? We're in the middle of a segment.
Oh, my God.
Police discovered filth, chaos, and misery with Turpin offspring as old as 29, malnourished to the point that they look like young children, reportedly. David and Louise had long been chaining the kids to beds, tormenting them by withholding food and permitting them to shower how many times? Once a year.
Oh, no.
Your fucking reactions are priceless.
Oh, God.
When police responded, they found a shocking scene. When they responded, Joe, which is January 2018, the children were allegedly starved, chained, and shackled to beds, with some of them so emotionally damaged that they were unable to recognize what a police officer was. The oldest child, who was 29, weighed just 82 pounds, according to authorities, and appeared much younger. Riverside County District Attorney Mike Hestrin described the alleged abuse as severe, pervasive, prolonged at a press conference in January. The children had allegedly been tied to beds with ropes. They were also restrained with chains and padlocks, Hestrin said, sometimes for months at a time. Prosecutors say the Turpins forced their children to sleep in the day and stay up at night in an attempt to further isolate them. They were only permitted to shower once a year. The family lived in Fort Worth, Texas. Now, this is not part of the time period, but I'm just giving you a little background on it. Family lived in Fort Worth, Texas area before moving to Murrieta, California in 2010. Though some Texas neighbors noticed that the children seemed somewhat withdrawn, by the time the true extent of what was going on inside the home began to be revealed, the Turpins had moved on. When the family left their home to Rio Vista, Texas, neighbors said they left behind filth, and their residents went through foreclosure. Piles of garbage and waist-high heaps of dirty diapers lined the floors. The couple had even reportedly abandoned their dogs, who had been living off of the garbage left behind in the home. Homeschooling laws added another layer of complexity to the case. Since the Turpins claimed the kids were homeschooled, no teachers, classmates, or counselors were able to observe their physical condition over the years. The couple's house was registered with the state of California as a private Sandcastle Day School, and Dave Turpin was listed as its principal. Now, before I go on with this, can I use it? Should we disqualify this for Father's Day? Yeah, or should we allow it for Father's Day?
You got to disqualify it.
Yeah, okay. We should.
And also, just to bring up one quick thing, you know, you said you were bringing up, you know, it's amazing that you guys didn't find this. I actually found that story, and I used that the rule I was disputing. That's one of the reasons I was disputing the rule, not sour grapes. But I didn't use the story because I thought that because the incidences were years past.
Well, Joe, that's why you have to listen to the old shows or email me.
I understand what you're saying, but because I was
before.
Yeah, I was disqualified because they had done things that they were being brought up on charges, but the things were past the time
right,
limit,
which makes sense.
Yeah, but this
that's,
is continuous.
That's fine. I'll just remember that when I'm doing the stories for Father's Day.
Yeah.
Anyway, but let's see. Turpin called it a full-time religious school unaffiliated with any denomination, but neither the Riverside County Sheriff's Department nor the Department of Public Social Services had ever been called to the home to talk to the Turpins. Over the years, the alleged abuse escalated, but through it all at times, the family seemed to be exhibiting normal behavior. One sibling was even allowed to enroll at Mount San Jacinto College. A few students told NBC4 that he was, quote, sweet but kept to himself. She said that he behaved as if he was starving at a school potluck, saying that he literally ate plate after plate after plate. Louis Turpin's sister, Teresa Robinette, told HollywoodLife.com that she is sure that her sister ruled the household. There's my mom. She's also said of her nieces and nephews, they're obviously never known happy. My main hope is that I can put my arm around them and just tell them they had family that loves them and that's not deranged. I want them to meet their cousins. Louise has always been in control of her life. I have no reason to believe Louise was the driver of all that, and her husband David went along with it. The children are now being housed in three separate homes in Riverside County, authorities said on Monday, but all speak together regularly over Skype. Corona Regional Medical Center CEO Mark Ufer said that the children now hope to learn life skills like grocery shopping. They are all bright and articulate and incredibly eager to study. One of the adult children's attorneys told People the thing they want more than anything else is an education. David and Louise Turpin have pleaded not guilty to all charges. Both are being held on custody of $13 million bail. If convicted, each faces up to 94 years to life in prison.
That's a long time.
It most certainly is.
That's a lifetime.
I got a little bit more here. Residents expressed utter surprise. They said some odd details come to mind. For example, all 13 Turpin children wore matching clothes and marched outside military style.
Oh, Jesus.
One neighbor said the Turpins reminded her of the vampire family from Twilight, describing them as very pale and noting they only came out at night. All right. So to play to Joe's thing, we got volume here. So many kids were abused, 13. So many ways they were abused. And this went on for long. I think I got the worst.
I'm going to be frank with you. I'm going to concede my story against this one. One of the reasons is that, volume.
Yeah.
And I saw the story and go, yeah, this is going to be, this is a trump card. No pun intended. Could be great.
People are saying it's a really bad mother.
This story would be an ace card. Now, like I said, the timeline thing is why I didn't submit it. The rules of the show will preside over that. So for those reasons, I'm going to concede my story. We're going to have Pip goes against Pip's story go against yours.
Okay.
No. There is no contest. None.
This we got to fill time, stupid. Just don't argue with
no,
me.
We don't.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. We're fine.
No.
Okay, fuck it then. All right.
Yeah, no. No, I can't, as a rational human being, even come up with stupid reasons for this to not win, because...
I just say that because sometimes we'll do a topic that Davin knows that I will just argue to the hilt with him about, and then I'll go, yeah, I agree with you. And you're like, we're going to fill a show, you asshole.
That's true.
Give me you agree.
That's true. No, I sat here with my mouth open, or actually my mouth covered the whole time.
Well, that was smart because I was very tempted.
yeah, that gaping hole. I know.
Well, just stick it right in that yawn.
That's astoundingly bad.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I mean, it's a horrible story, but in the world of horrible stories, that's a good one.
I mean, it is the cream of the crop of terrible.
That's why I couldn't argue too hard against Joe with volume before.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because you were like, oh, that only counts for me. Yeah, no.
Because you would have put, volume is disqualified. Don't go by volume. You got this
13-kid
story coming up.
Yeah, I know. He's smiling to himself like, yeah, I got this now.
All right, if volume's in play tonight, I feel good.
Oh, all right. It's amazing that people are this fucking evil.
Well, thankfully, yes.
For this purpose, yes.
But they are despicable, and we've ruled that we cannot introduce this story for Father's Day.
Yeah,
no, that story is not. That's taken off the table.
Yeah, I think that's got to be out. But boy, howdy, you picked the worst of the worst.
Well, that's number one, the number one spot.
I can't believe I didn't see that.
That was a big story. I thought for sure somebody was going to have that
one. No, you know what?
I thought I was going to use it as my ace, but, you know, like I said, we discussed it, we made an agreement, but I thought because some of the stuff was ongoing that it would have met with a disqualification. That's the only reason. And I was going to try to fight that story, and I'm like, you know what? I'll find something else because it's not worth – I'm not going to put the work into it for it to be disqualified.
Well, if there's ever a question on rules, you could just email me. I'm not unreachable.
Like I am.
Like you
yeah,
are.
Like you. You're each other's, in case of emergency, I need a judgment call on this contact.
All right. So why don't you give us the countdown, Pip?
Okay. Well, in third place, we had the Despicable Moms. Vomit Mom was mine. Taser Mom.
Just give us the winners. Give us three.
Oh,
just
all right. The three winners. The Caged Children story was Joe's. Then
I feel like Joe really put a lot of stock into it. It took 23 minutes to unscrew the cage. I feel like that really irked him. Like 23 minutes.
23 minutes worth of.
Did they not have a Phillips? What was going on over there?
I know.
That's pretty fucking tight. You know what I mean?
That really did get him. That was it.
That was it.
That was it. Not that the children were in the cage.
It
was, it's just it took them.
Hook sections of fence and run gateposts with not that many screws. You know, that would have been too much.
Yeah, but kids are slippery.
Yeah, you never know.
You know what? Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Then Davin won number two with the snake charmer mom. And then Davin cleared our clocks in the number one position with massive abuse mom.
I gotta tell you, when we start with number three, and what I saw you guys had, I thought this might be the time where you guys got me. I thought I might not even get one on the board tonight.
I really did think we brought it.
Yeah, you guys did bring it. I felt the caliber of the whole competition was good. All were awful. All were within the rules.
astoundingly awful yes. mom.
Everybody follow the rules for a change. That was nice.
Yes, I actually had females involved.
Nobody had shit from 2015.
Yeah, right, right. But you want to know something? The funny thing about the first story that I did is that because I'm sitting at home on the computer, so basically I had one of my other stories, and you know how like they'll show other stories in with the story you're working on?
Yeah.
And I see breaking toddlers in cages. And so I check the date. I go, well, that's October 9th. That's still valid. So I'm sitting at home. I wasn't planning on doing this story. I just saw it as we were going into the segment. And I brought it up, and I printed it as we were going live. And I'm like, wow. So technically, you know, it's funny because if I was sitting at the show, I wouldn't have even had that story. I would have gone with one of the other ones that I had.
Damn you, grand jury! I could have had another sweep!
It ruined it for you.
Fucking grand jury. Ruins all my fun.
I saw it when we were going into the segment. I just printed it, as you guys, and I'm like, wow, this would be good. And that's kind of why I started, because I thought the other ones were good. And I'm like, well, let me go in with this one and, you know, kind of hit it hard. So I thought the other two were going to be strong enough. But nonetheless, I mean, I think, like I said, I think I had some pretty good stories, too.
Yeah, but did good.
Yeah, I thought so.
I feel like my victory was hard-earned this time. I feel like it was not easy this time.
Yeah, we made him work.
You did make me work.
Yes.
And I fought hard for Jesus Mom. I really feel bad that Jesus Mom is not on. But it is what it is.
I know, but that was a great story. Get out of bed for Jesus. Jesus.
We had to go to the rule book.
Yeah.
Throw a flag and have the refs take a look. We had to sit around go to commercial, have the refs come back and tell us that story is allowable. We got a reading out of the rule book, so moving on, we know what that rule is.
Yes.
I think that you know what? Although we do have a couple of hard and fast rules, you know, no baby, no kids dying or whatever, I think that the judging, anything goes.
Well, no, but I made sure I read that the kids were doing okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because otherwise, that's just, I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, then you guys go, really? You think they're going to be fine after all this? Well, they seem to be doing okay. They're sniping with each other. They want to get an education. No harm, no foul.
Well, yeah.
Hey, when I listen to the DA present evidence and stuff like that, I'm like, these guys wouldn't last 5 minutes on the show.
Well, maybe I have to come down to the court and tell them how it's done.
Because basically, when they're bringing, because like I said, in the jury, we have one guy, nice enough guy, but he brings up a lot of stuff, and I've debated with him. But it's like I don't mind. I'm not, because you know we're so conditioned for the show that it's like I don't have any problem with speaking up or going over the place. He's a social justice activist. But he's a nice guy. We would discuss, you know, we would talk about the cases. I'd bring up my points. And it's nice to have a healthy debate. But I'm used to doing it because we do it so much with the show.
Well, I hope the judicial system is thankful for how I've conditioned you.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the judge called me and it was Chambers this afternoon and said, look, you know, I know today is show day. Just let him know that, I think highly of him.
I appreciate that. That's good. I think that judge was appointed under the first Bush administration.
Clearly.
All right. Very good. All right. When we come back, Jane, we'll do some